has left the conference. Has left the conference. Is entering the conference.
Hello? Hello? Anybody there on the line? We're going to start the share?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Hey.
Who is it?
Yeah. Yeah, Dave Blau. How are you?
Oh, hi. Hi.
Hi, Alan. Barry Harkin.
Yeah. You're Rabbi Blau. We didn't start the share, but you're coming in this week?
Yes. I'm here on Shabbos.
So Sylvie and I want to come. Where are you going to be so we can...
We'll be staying at the Holiday Inn right near the... in Skokie, right near the Yeshiva. We'll be
okay.
Yeshiva for Shabbos.
Okay. Okay. Rabbi Blau.
Hey,
what do you mean for? Okay. All right, we're starting the shiur. You bummer?
Yeah. We're on top. The shiur has to do with... Iyunim, the Hilchos Galing, basically on exactly of whether in all parts of Galus procedure do you have to have a proper bezin or not. Because normally... The klal is, the way the Gemara spells it out, especially in Krisis and Daftes, lo nichnasu Yisroel lebris, ela benila utmila the hatzor zomim. It says over there, which hatzor zomim refers to the karbonis that a ger had to bring in the time of the Migdash. Once that passes mana Migdash, it's not ma'akev at all in the gear at all. And that's a discussion there in the Gemara.
You
don't have to set aside the money for it because
it's
a problem of meal and so forth. But the basic procedure that we know in general is three parts. You know, if it's a male, a zohar, a mila,
is entering the conference. Is entering the conference.
And what's Kabbalah on this? We see there are different sheets. First, turning now to a Gemara in Yavamas, Taf Mem Vav, and here on the day, now Kutza, a Maisa, Gemara got involved in pieces of gear, the Nila, how Omer Abba, Kutza, how the day that Chia, the Rebbe, the Rav Yeser, there was a Maisa that took place. Obviously, what he's going to out is a mice having to do the procedure here, and says Rashi explains the Chavah they were here by Rabbi, and the Gemara continues with Rav Yisur. Hami Habi together with Rabbi, and Rav Safa. Masnei that Yehavet Eishir Bahir And what Sophia indicated that also there was a third party, there was a Beishav and Fia. To also the Kameh, who came before him, Gair Shamor Velokolo. Gair that a Gansu Mila, but not Spila. His Amalei, the Ekan. Wait, Adla Maha, till tomorrow. And then not Billy Nayef. And then we'll give you, we'll make the Spila. So, and he says, wait till tomorrow. It seems obviously why he's telling to wait till tomorrow must be at night. Shabbos must be at night. The Shemad and Atlas. So, from this whole Uzda and all the components of the Maisa, it seems that we can deduce three things. Time in our gear, so inflation. First of all, we have to have three. Because there's the debate in the Gemara about when it's supposed to care whether Shnayim or two are enough. And Shmamino ain't a gear at Jehimo the Yimbo. He's not a gear until there's Mila and Tvila. Who Shmamino ain't my feeling gear, but I there's no Tvila of the gear at night. That's what he's saying. Now, so these are the three decisions that we have here. The Gemara just wants to add the name of Shmamino Namidin and Mumsin. Maybe you have that mumsi because these three Amaroyim were mumsi. And mumsi means that they were recipients of the original Sneha. But there's a silence of the shining that if by Geirus, you learn now from Nishpa. Nishpa generally means Dayonim mumsi. It means Dayonim that are recipients of the original Sneha, like they had in El Yisrael, that they had Knossos and everything else. So maybe by Geirus you have to have that. So Kaisa says that. Both here in Yavamas and answer the Gitan, and says that we rely on Shlichus of the Kamoi, just like we do in the process of Nishpasai, Sardine Mominus. We rely on the Shlichus Kamoi to be Sardine Mominus. So the same thing is by Gaelic. So to hear the Gemara just answers, it's no lie that it needs Mumsin, although these three have been Mumsin. The Ilmadik lawyer happened to be there. In other words, that's a good problem. The case has to be in that case. But if even if one of them would not have been Mumsin, he would also have been capable as part of the particular gear. Now, let's take a look. So that's the statement that you have here in the Gemara. And let's take a look here now at the Rambam, sheet number 2. The text in the Rambam of Perek Yud Bey, Perek Yud Gimel rather, and Hilvus Yisuri Diyah. We have here Allah above. Allah above. Ger, look at the Lashon of the Rambam. Ger Shemol Velo Tovo. You have Mila, but not Tvila, or the opposite. So Tovo Velo Mol, Eino Ger Ashi Yimo V'Yitmo. He's not a Ger until he has Mila and Tvila. The Tzorich, so that's number one. The Tzorich Litvo Bishmei Shloisha. Now look at the Rambam says you have to have Tvila before three. Now if you stop right then and there, why does he say you have to have Mila before three? Let's say it. There's a point that has to, we're going to have to discuss this. But Tzorek Litvo Bishmei Shloisha, V'hail V'adova Tzorek Bezden, Ein Madvila Naisei B'Shabbos, V'lo B'Yantuf, V'lo B'Laila, and because the Bezden does not don on Shabbos, and not on Yantuf, and not at night, Ein is B'lu, Areze Ger. Now if, however, if it did happen, he said he'd delude, he would be a gear. In other words, even in spite of these restrictions, which seem to be all of the way he's learning it, is a question of the Chatzila. Even he says that, even if it happens, that's what he said. He may delude, to the heaven it would be. It would not be Ma'akeh to add some in and of the gear. That's what the Rambam is saying over here. Now, but the what? Well, that's a different question about that. Would it be a problem of Chil Shabbos in the Tikkun, but of the very fact that the mitzvah was done, he says, "B'deved is good." That's what he's passing right here now. But the point that many are have noticed on it, which I pointed out in the beginning, here is about that the Rambam only says the Torah litro b'shmeishlesh. Why does he say that in a gerat yom of yitro the Torah litro limo the litro b'shmeishlesh? I only doubt you on the field. Is there a difference between the mice of Mila and the Tvilas? So on this Rambam there is a chiddush or a hezbo from the Osameach. So Osameach, the Simcha, has the following, comes up with the following chiddush, being the logic of the language of the Rambam. What is this chiddush? Chiddush is this. If let's say if you have the Mila, and there is no Bezdin, he's saying, because even if you only had Mila, not Jewish yet, what is he? What is his status at that time? But the most that he could be is a Benayah. Benayah. Coming to Yahadis, not a Yahadis. He's a Benayah. And so this is the Chiddush. What makes him, at what moment does he become Jewish? You know, far as teacherly over here, he's two pieces of Yilas. When he goes into the mikveh, when he comes to the mikveh, Nasa Yisroel. Nasa Yisroel, so at that time, his status of becoming a Jew and leaving his, the non-Jewish world, leaving status of Benayah and doing the procedure of Tefillah comes simultaneously. At that time, for what we call a Jewish legitimate halachic procedure, you have to have a bezin of gimel. You have to have three. So that's why the Rambam says, and we'll explain a little bit more, the Torah litro b'shmeishlesh, is that the tefillah must be brought for three. But if the mila was first, I'm emphasizing, the mila was first, you don't have to have a bezin according to the Rambam. Why? Because the most Benayah. Now Benayah, if he had to be faced of halacha, of law, in the halacha of a Benayah, by the temptation of hope, is as teenage. To die in Echad. Because even one dies, you don't need the totality of the legitimacy of a regular bezin. Zion Echad or Eid Echad. So that's the way the Osameach wants to learn here. That the Mila, according to the Rambam, does not need the way it says, even the Hakila, the way it comes out, doesn't need Gimel. Doesn't matter if it's not Gimel. One, the question is maybe you don't even need a bezin at all. As long as we know that there was a Mila.
Rabbi Watson.
Is entering the conference.
I would say it might be maybe through some differences or funders, but hand in hand. So it must be a bezin shall give. That's the thing. Yeah, Eloh Hinami, but the question is, what kind was it, a Mila? You know, you have it in the Gemara many times, they talk about a Givani Mol. He had a circumcision, whatever it was. That's part of the problem. That might go into the problem whether it had to be done to some elements of Hatzofus Damblis, the Shem Yadus. If some of the sayings say, David Hanalo says that Goy had some non-Machik Mila, there's no Tikkun for him. And there's such a sheep that Rabbeinu Hananel, he's the Yogi that says that. Too bad. No Tikkun. Whatsoever. Just missed it. That's a very difficult sheet. But otherwise, it seems what the Osameach Kiddush is this, that by Mila, the Adon, the Hatzila, they're following the language of the Hamam, and that's his Ezra. Because then it's not a really what you call a Jewish Hamaki. He's not yours in the cloud. He's still in the cloud of a Benayah. The Benayah, whatever is done, it doesn't necessarily have a protest. That's the approach that you have over there. So, The question is, the if you go further in the Rambam, to see, and it seems that the Rambam emphasizes, because according to this emphasis, the emphasis main thing is that the whole galus is totally on that tefillah, more than the tefillah. That's the way it comes out. You gotta have the full bezel over there. So if you look in the Rambam later, where it says halacha ches, look at the halacha ches. Let's say somebody comes and he says, Hoya, not to really Israel. Somebody comes and is married to a Jewish woman. Holy Gigavis, the Eshlo Bunny. This is also a case that is mentioned in Gemara. A man comes and says, the Omar, this Gayati, they me, but they not me. I had a Gavis. I'm Jewish. I did a Gavis. Didn't say about his Desmond, doesn't bring any documents or anything else. And he has children. And it seems that these children are acting like Jewish. I mean, they're being raised and everything like Jewish. So, what? Well, it seems that he claims that he's a Yisrael. We don't know. He's a stranger, but basically he's saying that I'm Jewish and my children are Jewish. We see that his Hanhoga seems to be Jewish. Is Naaman lives to Lisatzma. But now, once he says that I did a private, I gave it by myself, he disqualifies himself. In other words, from having any entree or privileges in Klal Yisrael, but the Edo Naaman lives to Lisatzma. He can't possibly live his son. So how does he rectify himself? Now look what it says. The Chazer of the Tevel of the Desert. He goes and does feel of the desert. But Haman doesn't say anything about Atabas Amblis, so obviously it's understood that he was already Gemal. So, but it says nothing about correcting, because the main thing is the tefillah. That seems to be a higher to what the Orson Meir is saying, that the main thing is the tefillah. However, when you take a look, for example,
the Rambam is going by the Mishnah that says even a child of a non-Jewish father is also...
Well, that's something different, though. Well, no, that's something else. I mean, here, obviously, there's nothing to disqualify. We don't know, it doesn't say anything about who the mother is or anything else about it. A man comes, you don't know where the mother is or where the mother is not. Man comes and says, I'm Jewish and my children are, and the community has accepted them, obviously, as being Jewish. So now he comes and says, you know, my gayness is somewhere by myself. So with doing that, he's disqualifying. As you can disqualify yourself, but you can't do that to somebody else, to your children. And then later, in order to have the Klal Yisrael, they have to go through a gear. So it says it's the table is not one. However, when the Rambam says when we're learning shot according to the Orson Meir, that the main aspect of having a bezel is by the tefillah, because that process he enters Klal Yisrael by with the mila, he does not. The mila does not. But you have in a Shulchan Aruch somehow, and it seems that the Borsameya somehow ignores the Russia that you have in the Mechaber of Shulchan Aruch, who actually brings in the Shittas of the Shining that deal with all of the Inyonim of Gavis. Now, if you take a look at... If he said he's a gayer, and then even if you say that she's a Jewish woman, at the same time, how do we believe her? How does he ever get married to her? If he's some did they know that they not much. That he's a boy who married him off. He's called Nursery, who would be married. That's a boy.
It was a magnificent.
Yeah, well, that's what he says.
Maybe the Kiara.
Yeah, well, the question whether she's naive, because the Rambam later on talks about naive, the darkie you soil, that we don't see any evidence of any actual documentation about their conduct and everything else of that sort. So, for herself, I mean, that's based on the Gemara and Yevamos, that says, Nilo Tolo and Nidusa. The woman always went to the mikvahs. Obviously, she's going to be accepted like Jewish. And that's a different problem, I'd say, where Tesis, don't get off on a tangent, but Tesis says, well, going to the mikvah, is that the tefillah for here? And if it is, you know, she goes to the mikvah at night. Then you have a whole async, and where's there a bedroom over there? So Tesis comes out with their stock, which is a big thing which almost ignores the totality of the Mila and the Tvila in the process of here. The main thing is Kabbalah Samitzvah. Kabbalah Samitzvah has to be in the daytime before a bed. The other thing, when it says Tvila, Kabbalah, and Nidusa, well, if the man went to the mikveh as a balkari or something like that. So doesn't that shouldn't be considered like an act of tefillah? So Tesis says that's not the important thing. The important thing is, although we know he went to mikveh, but she went to mikveh, is the Kabbalah Samitzvah. That we have to have. But I don't want to get off on the Tesis is before the top four here. In Yevamos. Top four. That you have it. In fact, there's a major kasha for Yisrael Salam on that Gemara. What's a major kasha? Kasha is when the Gemara says, Nilo Tovlo Mini. What kind of a mikvah does she go to? A mikvah shayim. That is kasha or deus. Now, a balkari does not have to go to a mikvah shayim. In fact, even today, the chsidish of shakti, even, that are out in the hinterland, that's a fact. Now, the flaw is by the leadership of Shakti, I just mentioned the procedure, every day they go to the mikvah. They write that. You know, they say, leadership of Shakti does not only mean Akhosi, that he's from this ever. I gave him mikvah, yes, but if it's just a matter of a Valkyrie, he done, according to the Gemara in Brochus, that he can go in Mayim Sha'uvim. So, can a geir or geiras go in a mikvah of Mayan Shulim? Absolutely not. So that's the kasha. If that's supposed to be the maisa of geir of Shvila, it's only Mayan Shulim by the man. That's the kasha that would be thrown to Lanza here. So that, think of Gemara. Others want to explain that the shot is Nilo Tovol, the hero, who is carrying beings. That since he's Noye, the darky Yisrael, he must have had a regular gaylus by a bed. In other words, he's saying, yeah, a fearsome V.I.E. Yafum Yi, he goes even my shooting, Bigfoot, all darky Yisrael. Not necessarily that goofer is considered a gaylus. The only one says that the gaylus, but an astounding Kiddush. So we can't carry out halacha, is the Ragashava Gaon. The Ragashava Gaon writes that Matt Rambam meets the law of the Darki Yisrael. I think it's mentioned part there in that same dot. So over there, you see, I'm down got a test over there. And he learns it. He learns that Dutch Gufa. This itself is the gear. So everybody has to caution me. Dutch Gufa the gear. The gun. There has to be Neil of Tfila. The Bach learns. And tour on the tour, the niece and dog, the darky saw the simon that he had somewhere a galus by Bevan, because right now it seems to be a yeast. There must have been a galus of reliability. But the Ragashava is finished, and that's the way it is. That's how he explains the mice of Fumish with Avram Avinu and Yishmael. When Avram Avinu is Mal Yishmael, that Maisa itself makes him for a gear. Why? Because he's being Ma'al's son. He's doing something which is Vedaki Yisroel. And now that's the other cover writes in the sheets. But let's go back. We don't, well, we're not, well, I'm just saying, you remember the Hagachava God has certain something that are astounding, you know, that what you call a chas, the Eluya Shachas, he says these particular things. Yes. Right.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, that's not enough.
Right. But as far as being about...
in other words, being in the shul, you can call them to the minion, you call them to count the minion, all of that. When it comes to chitul, then you have to have documentation today. That's a known fact.
But the question is, that is not going to disqualify, since you're not allowed, it says,
you can't possibly your children. That's the question of possibly. Now let's come back, however, to this situation where what seems from the Rambam and the way the Oros HaMeach is learning is that only by Nila, you have to have a full bed. But not by Nila, because Nila is not the total Eor. The process, because it comes part of Klal Yisrael by the Tila. So the whole question is raised as this. What happens, and if you take a look on a sheet, number here, the sheet number three, which is actually Daf Mem Zion Amud Beis, Amud, where the Gemara is talking about the process of accepting a ger. You know, we first discourage a ger. We say to him, "Look, don't you know that the Jewish people are too loving? They're being harassed. They're being persecuted, and everything else." And then we tell him that was about the chumrah of all the mitzvahs. So he says, "Rabbi Pekani, the Kabbal was all." So it says there in the Gemara, on that sheet, after we tell him that ain't Marvin all of a Mazaging all of Kibel, he's Makabel, Marlon Aisaniya, we make Nila immediately. Actually, we don't do that today. So why? Because
he's entering the conference.
Applies to have an applicant for Gala, so you confront him all that, we don't take him immediately and get make a fist. Then later take the mikvah, they have to find out if he knows how to be a Jew. I mean, there's a learning process. I mean, a practical, but the Chazal don't talk about that point. Then they talk about that the mila was not done properly, they left over certain parts, the Sharabo teaching them, I think, they correct that. Then it's not a Mashilin Eiser Miyak. We make the tefillah immediately, and then it says the snake I'll meet it upon the name of Malzava. The plate of change, it can't be clear. I have to have a tree, I have to have a business. But not, I'm not heading in that direction right now, but on the Russian of my feeling, I say, my God, is patience makes a ha'or, a very strong point. Okay, what we're discussing here before, that we're only thinking in terms of tefillah, and then tefillah. Look what Pesach takes note of. Mashma, look at the little cases on the top. Mashma shamila tainam tefila. It seems that the person, let's say you have a male person, is tefila, and then tefila. Either on the hangir, because even in the Lashon of Chazal, hangir achi yimo the yitzhak. So tainam, so Pesach, asha, here in the Gemara of line as the Madalas. Who better? You have a non-Jewish woman. She's Mubera. She goes in Ikhmer to inspire the Noah and Torah. The child, when it's born later, doesn't need any. The child is born Jewish. And if it's a male, obviously, but you'll have a blend. The fact that the very fact that the that the mother became Jewish before the child is born is deemed as a Shiloh, some days a Shiloh, so that will his bris be day of the Shabbos. Right? So the Pesach HaWaka, the Maisha, by some of the challenges, is that his bris will be day of the Shabbos, but he's born, but the Gemara says the Shabbos, all Misha, Imai, Tamea, Leda, he goes through the process of Tumas Leda, that's day of the Shabbos. Whereas a Caesarean would not. Because a Caesarean doesn't go through the natural process. That's not day of the Shabbos. Make it on the eighth day, but it's not day of the Shabbos. So anyhow, so he says, ain't so real. So what's the answer? Normally, the shiny horse. I mean, there the Me'ilah by this child that will be born from the mother that became a Ge'ela, she went through the Tefillah, the Me'ilah is not the Akeh. It's a Jewish child that's born. He's physically an Orel, and just like any Jewish child that's born Orel, is going to have a bris. That's the point. In fact, the Lumdus is that in the days before the Me'ilah, he's not really called an Orel. Not called an Orel. That's why to bring a liar, like, an Orel, an Orel Kayan cannot eat from him. So, but it says that a child that is less than 8 days old, Sochin Eisei, the Shem and Shel Tumah. I eat an Orel, but not that he doesn't have the Shem, a lace of an Orel. Now, whatever it is, but he's not void for that particular meal. But we do see a situation where tefillah can come before the meal. That's a hate of Now, there's a Ramban. There's one of these on this Gemara. There's a Dushi Ramban, and there's a Rishwar. The Ramban writes the following. He says, Ma'alan Eishai Niyad, then wait till he's healed, and then we take him to the mikvah. Why do we have to do that way? Let's take him to the mikvah first. And then later, we'll take the bris, and all then we'll become a full-fledged Jew. Why doctor the Milam? So the Ramban fundamentally, his solution says, but the main reason why you do the Milam first, on a male, that would really discourage him. So if a male, you have an adult male, and which I've seen, I've experienced dealing with interviews with some possible candidates, and really you're telling you're going to have to go through a surgical procedure, really, of Mila, say you never see him again, any time. Frightening for him. So that's one of the ways of making sure that he is sincere all the time. But in principle, the Ramban says the tefillah can be first. So if the tefillah can be first, that's different than what the Osameach is saying. In other words, the reverse will be true. That the tefillah in the beginning, if it was in the beginning, will not need a bezin. The Mila will make the final determination. That will need the bezin. So that's the reverse. Whereas only the Hanbam only talks about the tefillah event. The Ritzvah comes and he
is entering the conference.
Needs a bezin. Both cases, in fact, language which I've written down from the Kedusha Ritzvah is Ritzvah writes that when the question is asked, like an Amman asked, why don't we do the Tefillah first before the Milah? Bama Mashing Eisai Lamulo Bitzabitzhila Lahamti Mash. In other words, Adi Yisrafet. Why do you have to go first? Mal him, wait till he gets healed up, then take the mikvah. Take the mikvah now. Now, just like the Ramban asked the Kashayla. Yafilu Bitzhila. So that it's all right when he's an Orel. This is a Kiddush. When he's, in other words, you want to take him to the mikvah when he's still an Orel. It's not going to help. The Chalei Shem, not that it's a din in Chatzitza, of anything else. You know, you might think, well, he has something that has to be removed, so it's like a chatitza, and therefore it has to be mamriya, the procedure that you know. He has the shem and an oil. He can't go into the mikveh as an oil and it be part of the of what we call the process of Yahadus.
He says, Ain Kiyama Ma'elus, the Havarei, the Tevel, the Shevet Liyadah.
That's the Lashon that the Mizvah says. There's a feeling that the Eved, even with the Eved, it's going to be Ma'ake. That's what he's saying. In other words, if the Eved, they took him to the Mikvah first and then made the Mi'ilah, he's going to have to go to the Mikvah again. That's what the Mizvah says. So the Mela, the Mela must be before the Tvila, and the otherwise it's not going to help. And if he's going to be an Orel, the Tvila is not going to help. So according to him, it must be in that order. It must be, and that's a strong language. Abel, the Shevet, the other. That's what he says. So, but what the Ramban brings the Raya, but the Ramban's Raya is, it doesn't matter that the Tefillah could be before the Chumash, but just like Tesis brings it from the Geirah, Beres. So it helps name the North Torah. So he says in that particular case, that once he's in the Mei Imai, that's what they're born, responding to the Ramban, Eino Ben Mila. He's not Ben Mila at that time. So he doesn't have the sham of being an oil. So the tefillah of the mother is going to help on him. And the tefillah of the mother is not a chitzah. So he's in the womb of the mother. The mother's womb is not a chitzah on him. You know, it's a uber yerachima. It's just as if it's part of the mother. How are you? In the cave of the sagulate the tefillah. That's the language that you have of the tefillah. Then when he's born, he should know that a Jewish child, that needs a bris milah. So, or they'll the balabach inami who Yeshua. A Jewish child that is born, like people always ask the question, what about all these Russian Jews? They didn't have bris milah. Are they Jewish? Of course they're Jewish. It just is that they are ailing. They need a bris. But they are, that's right, they're Jewish. Or you have cases in the Gemara, that one was one, or ill because they are very happy because of illness, of a blood situation. So you have to have that. And you can't do that. It's not Kona, but it's Jewish. That's what it says, the whole gear to Zorach Li Mila, the Shah's Gehusei, and if the Tefillah was before the Mila, you're going to have to redo the Tefillah, ordinarily. That's what he's saying. So now you have a machlekes of a shining. Whether Ger needs Zavka Mila before the Mila, that's the Mizvah Shita. And the Shita, it seems, of the Ramban is, I mean, of course, the Chassid should try to have the Mila before. The Shita Ramban is that's not going to be Ma'akev if the Mila was before the Mila. And the Rambam seems to say very simply that the mice of Mila without anything else is not sufficient. It's got to be things that have to be before. But it doesn't say whether it's Ma'ake. It doesn't seem to say that it's going to be Ma'ake. Now let's see what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. This is the thing. What was that? Well, they mentioned it before when they said, well, D and I say, when the Gemara says Kibel, the Russian of Kabbalah is, that's the Russian of Kabbalah's mixes. Otherwise, you can answer the question directly. They on the Gemara increases. Well, Nisna to the Yisrael with the beast, Ella, the Nilo, Tvila, that's all it's only. There's a Kabbalah's mixes. So, but it's understood that when they're hard sinai, when the Kabbalah, the Tevah, that's the Kabbalah's mitzvah. That's the point. And Tesis emphasizes that. You have to have Kabbalah's mitzvah, according to everybody, is a very basic ignorance. The only place where you don't demand the Tzadmaisa's Kabbalah's mitzvah, that's by a Ger Kotten. Ger Kotten is by Bila Noisa Al Daz Bezen. He's anything. The only emphasis there is that, whereas in other cases, by Neela and Tefila, according to some of the sayings, it didn't have a bezin by Neela and Tefila, so it's still good as long as you have Kabbalah Samitzvah by a bezin of three. But by Ger Kosher, by his Tefila, you must have a bezin of Shlosha, because there's no Kabbalah. They call it Kabbalah Samitzvah. It's got to be done. And the other Nafkamina by Neela and Tefila, whether you need a bezin or not, would be if it was done at night. So, if you don't have any real feel of bezin, so if it was done at night, it's the heaven. Maybe it's the ball of the midst, that's the daytime. So let's look at the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch. And the Mechaber has a sweeping, but the Mechaber doesn't give only one opinion. That's what's interesting about this. It says, call. This is in page 4 in the sheet. But it's Simon Rei Samachet Yerodeim. I always emphasize in recent years there are two simonim in Yerodeim on the whole Hilchos Gelim. Rei Samachet and Rei Samachet. They're not very expensive. And you talk about, if someone was to ask me, Rabbi, what are the majority of the major shaylos dealing with, I have to tell them the Gelim. Sutta, they're more shaylos about that now than in other areas of Shulchan Aruch of Yerodeim. Everything is complicated because from there it gets complicated to chitos, to marriage, who's legitimate, who's not legitimate, about kahuna, has all of these ramifications. So now the Mechaber positive. You call? That's the Seed Gimel. Simon Rei Samachet Seed Gimel. Call in Yoni Hager. Whether to be Modiya the Mitzvah to Mekabla. He uses that language, Modiya the Mitzvah, because there are two expressions that are mentioned, that are even mentioned later in the Mechaber. There's something called a Dorsa Mitzvah and Kabbalah Samitzvah. And there are two different things. The name equal is Kabbalah Samitzvah. So here he's careful, he says, the Modiya, the Mitzvah, in order he should be able to be Mekabalah, the Kabbalah.
Here, Mitzvah doesn't have to be,
Yeah, but we'll see later, but one of the later, because I didn't run that off, later it talks about, by the Mikvah, it says you're being Modiya in a certain Mitzvah, and they make, we'll see, so let's look at this. So let's look. So he makes a sweeping statement on everything. Talking about Mahatila, Mila, Tfila, Abolasha Mitzvah, so she will be Gimel Hashem Lovim. That's a very important thing.
No.
Yeah, but the whole thing is later on. But you see, by the time when he goes to Tefila, there's something mentioned Modiya Noisei. It says it just uses the lesson Modiya. That's why one of the early Achrayim, the Chemda Shlema, and he makes an important chiluk that there's a union of Kabbalah Samitzus and Haigah Samitzus. Main thing is the Kabbalah Samitzus has a gimel, but although there is a union of hodos on it, not to be confused. But here, the Mechaber is very careful. Mahodia lekable, in order to be accepted, they have to have gimel like shaving lado. In other words, there can't be some Tom, Dick, and Harry, so to speak. Will be yearning. It's like a regular bezin, and where's that marker from places in the Russian that Perik and Yerushalmis? Deal damke lechatzila, alu b'de'evin, tim lo mol otolo, elu b'fnei beit, o kreving, or uvalayla, afila lo tolo l'shem geilus, elu ish, see how he incorporates what the Gemara brought and what the Rambam brought down, ish yotolo l'kiryo, the ish ish yotolo l'nidosa, Avigeir, who mutter, he says, the Israelis, boots me kabbalas hamitzvos to ma'akevus in ena b'yayim uvishleish. So in other words, that he says, v'chatzila, you should try to have gimel by everything. By tefila, everything that goes with it. But when it comes to kabbalas hamitzvos, you must have, you know, the gimel, and the gimel are qualified. Seirim rodu u'miyayim. Well, that's generally is done at the time of the field. But let me give you a case. That the case is a whole discussion in one of the tshuvas of the Abia Eimer. And the discussion, where there was a problem of a place. I got to identify with it. It doesn't occur to me now. The Vavadya leans down where the women had to go to a mikveh, but that was like in a place where men could not, it was restricted, men could not observe. So if you had a woman, and this is what used to happen here in the United States, problem that was raised years ago, it was discussed but with the Moshe Feinstein, so that rabbis, in the best intentions, even Orthodox men, didn't want to have the unseemly idea of inappropriately watching a woman in a mikveh. So they stood outside, and they had the attendant there in the room, and they could hear the splashing. He said she went under the water, and that was that. That she went to that. So the whole question is that proper or not? That's the thing. So the Avadia has that particular case, and here we had to be restricted because of certain laws and anything else. So how could you rectify that situation? So he said there that he had a messiah from the daughter of Shmuel Salant. Shmuel Salant said that if that happened, they knew that the woman went into a proper mikveh, but there was no denizen that I actually saw. But they knew the agent, whatever it was, that was there. There was no question that she didn't go under the water. He said that you have to have a kabbalas hamitzvah separately. You call her in and you make a kabbalas hamitzvah, because that's the ikar here. And that's what's emphasized over here. So, today, they worked out a method. I didn't even ask that the other day, but Rav Avadia talks about it, and he said, how come in the time of the Gemara it says that Talmidei Chachamim, the peasant, is standing there, that they don't watch her go into the water, Anashim Oshid, the place of the mind, that's what the Gemara says, and they ask her the questions about Shchar V'Einish and Kabbalas HaMitzvah, and then they watch her, they turn around and watch her favor. So the question is, she had no clothes, and how could they see such a thing and all of that? So now he answers it, Rav Avadia. He says, we find the highest in the Gemara and Shabbos that the waters of the mikvahs were muddy. You couldn't see through. In fact, that's why the Gemara and Shabbos has a shiloh. If you went to the mikvah, what do you think? I'm asking for that. But people are liable to say, not that is Matayer, but the shower or the bath is Matayer. So they made a takon against doing that. There's a simon that the wood. But he says, our mikvahs today are clear. So how can we do that? So he said, the Eitzah have a loose fitting sheet over the water, over the woman, and that's what we do for Maisa. In fact, I once discussed it even a lot of Maisa, the late Lord of Love, Zahar Steinberg, Zahar, in New York, once about that. He says that they have a loose fitting sheet or so, and that's when she goes in the water. You see nothing. Actually, just a head going under the water of a Maisa. That's the way it comes out. So that's what. So what we see, that Kabbalas HaMitzvah is an actual ego. However, he says, Ulahaz, this is what he brings in something else. Ulahaz, if the Arambam, Afila did add Chetogol of all these Neshnayim. Now that's how he learned to shot into the Rambam. Togol of all. According, if you look at the Pashas of the Rambam, according to the Horus of Heyah, he says only the Tvila has to have Gimel, but not the Mila. That's the way he writes it, you know, according to his own head for that he's a Bandaya and that. But he makes no difference. So Belila Make, the author of the Israelis. Avo, but if you're ready, not the Israelis were holy men of Ben, both possibly we're not gonna pass. So in other words, we try, however La Maisa, except in certain extraordinary circumstances, we try La Maisa to have everything done, the gimel, avoid Adam, healer, feel and so forth. But sometimes it comes out. We have all these different cases where sometimes children were, they didn't know that the child was, that the case that is brought by the Jewish from Elisha Rosenthal, by Donna Love, later came to Brooklyn. It was a Zionist's love in Europe, that as a Shiloh there, that in Brooklyn, in the one of the Talmud Taylors there, there was a shul and so forth, and a Jewish man, and it seemed he was married, and he called him a Moyle, and they had a bliss. Later on, the Moyle found out that the child, the mother, was not Jewish. But he did it for Sham Lee's Mila. He didn't convene a bed or anything else of that sort. So the question was then, does he have to have a toughest on bliss? That's the whole thing they said. Because the bliss was done with Sham Yahadu. It's not a medical thing, so Sham Yahadu. So he postulates that you don't have to have a toughest on bliss. As long as later on, when you'll take him to the mikvah, you'll have a bed, and you'll get caught in a feeling or so not. But that's the whole thing. But that's how it comes out here, that but the Chatzila, we try to have everything, should be done with a Bezdin Hawaii Lodum. And that's where the problem has come up, was what does a Bezdin Hawaii Lodum mean? Of the behavior of the members of the Bezdin or not. So I just have to tell you, the mice have just got a document. Huh? Well, I've just mentioned there was a document that people should know, not a secret, a document that came about somebody that had a galus in Germany just a few years ago in a town near not far from Frank Wuppertal, that was the name. It's a town, I found it on the map too. And there are three signatures, and the Bezdin says this is the Bezdin of the Jewish Communities of Europe. Its office is in London. And they mention an address, so I never heard of it. So there are two legitimate Bezdin in the United Kingdom. United Synagogue, not to be confused with here, which is from the chief rabbinate, and the Federation of Synagogues, where Rav Lichtenstein is the Bezdin. He's a legitimate. What's this one? So I checked it out. I got the notice today, Rav Abelson saw it too. He said, this is Reform Bezdin, and said one of the signatures that you couldn't recognize, it looks like a woman's signature. She was also that. So I'm just saying, that's where a lot of these healers go wrong. Not so much in the procedure of the actual healer's healer, but in the components who makes up that Bezdin. That way you have to have Kabbalah Sanitzis if it's a grown-up, that is actually magic. But I don't know, I didn't go into that. I didn't ask where it came from. First place, I couldn't recognize the signature. I couldn't make out whether what it was. Couldn't make out any name, but it seems that in London, they were able to connect with that. There were some names. But I'm just saying that this is still going on. This is recent years. In Europe today, things are going on. There are not legitimate here. You always have to check out who the Bezdin was. That's an example. That's why they're saying over here, that is absolutely my case. Legitimate Bezdin is a woman. All right?
Okay.
What?
What difference is the Kabbalah?
Well, Hadar is just a procedure that at the time of the year we make it known. The original Kabbalah had to be in front of the Bezdin, or it could be at that moment that he accepts that he kind of is.
Well, the law is, you know, that this is this.
They don't have to say, I accept him. I mean, I'm aware of it. But by Kabbalah, it says, I accept to perform the mitzvah. And later on, it has to be. That's one of the big debates that happened with Avaziel. Avaziel, Hotskin, usual thought, which even Rabbi Vadya, disagree with us, and he said, as long as there's Kabbalah without Kiyum, it's enough. So all other Puskim, and Rabbi Ibrahim Chaim Ezer, he has his big nakel, a lot of Dinam Galus, but he says that there's a Umdin and the Muchach, that people are not going to carry out the mitzvah, that it's not a Gail. No matter who defends it. No matter who, that's not going to help. The Umdin and Muchach, like I have always told candidates for Galus, going to have a great business, a supervising thing, but if you go out from the mikveh, you go into McDonald's right away, or the first Shabbos, you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, then goodbye. It's nothing. It's the umdin of the mukhach, I care. It's only later when somebody maybe slips or something. That's a different story. Then the gear is a gear. It's just what we call Chazal Asura. He started to change, which happened.
Any questions from anybody on the phone? Okay. Everybody be well.
Has left the conference. Has left the conference. Has left the conference.
Barry Hoffman.
Has left the conference. Has left the conference.
Mm-hmm.